Today's news at noon from ABC is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 31 degrees with light snow, but it might be lightening up. The time is 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A judge ruling that Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency should be allowed access to sensitive data from the Treasury Department. President Trump getting ready to talk about the economy as stocks struggle to rebound from 3 days in solidly negative territory. The Labor Department releasing the new jobs report out today. It shows 151,000 jobs were created last month.
We did lose 10,000 federal workers last month. But, you know, this report doesn't give us a full picture of the unemployment report. The data is collected mid-February, so it doesn't really reflect all of the federal layoffs that we saw under the Trump administration.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Daylight saving time kicks off this weekend. A lot of doctors grumbling about it. They say science shows that our bodies never really fully adjust. Sheriff's officials in Santa Fe, New Mexico, are expected to brief reporters today about the death of Gene Hackman and his wife, their bodies discovered last week. This is ABC News. The world's second largest financial exchange wants to offer around-the-clock trading beginning in the second half of next year. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
Money never sleeps, and it won't have a chance to rest if the NASDAQ goes forward implementing 24-hour trading 5 days a week. The major New York exchange says it's taking steps towards that goal because of more international investment. In a letter, NASDAQ's president said this move does require careful and deliberate planning and notes that corporate issuers, the large companies selling shares of stock, have been more hesitant about that plan. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A completely unscientific yet fun study by the funeral pricing company Funeral Guide is found by searching through IMDb databases of the top 100 horror movies. If your name is David, Holly, or Dick, you've got the highest chance of dying. The Lost Boys, Shaun of the Dead, The Descent, The Fog, and The Shining all have characters with those names. Who died? Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel. Family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a snowy 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for light snow or flurries ending by early afternoon with partial clearing and a high of 41. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 21, and tomorrow warmer with lots of sunshine and a high of 47. In Richland Center, we have south-southwest winds at 3 miles per hour, and after a low of 25, it's 31 degrees.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It is currently a snowy 31 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Iowa County suffered its third traffic fatality of 2025 yesterday. Just before noon, the Iowa County 911 Center was alerted to a single vehicle crash on State Highway 191 just east of County Highway W in the township of Ridgeway. Emergency responders have determined that the driver, Daniel Schutte, 55, of rural Blanchardville, had sustained life-threatening injuries. Investigators determined that Schutte was the sole occupant and driver of the vehicle, which was traveling eastbound on State Highway 191 when it veered off the roadway and struck a rock embankment. Schutte was pronounced dead at the scene by Iowa County Coroner Wendell Hamlin. As a result of the investigation, State Highway 191 was closed for approximately 2 hours. Speed nor alcohol appear to be a factor in the crash and death of Daniel Schutte, 55, of rural Blanchardville. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson has provided an update on the ongoing missing persons investigation involving Erica Parr. Erica has been located safe in another jurisdiction. He adds he is proud of his team, the Child Protective Services Unit of the Vernon County Department of Human Services, and state and local partners for all their time and efforts. Governor Tony Evers released a statement regarding a new multi-state lawsuit to stop the Trump administration from gutting critical federal funding at the U.S. Department of Education to fund programs designed to address teacher shortages and enhance teacher quality nationwide toward ultimately helping improve student outcomes in classrooms across the country, especially in rural communities and high-need subject areas like math and special education. According to the lawsuit filed by a multi-state coalition, the Trump administration, over the course of a few days last month, arbitrarily terminated approximately $600 million in critical grants authorized by the U.S. Congress to address nationwide teacher shortages and improve teacher quality by educating, placing, and supporting new teachers, especially in rural communities and high-need subject areas like math and special education. The Trump administration's drastic cuts to federal funding eliminated two key programs established by the U.S. Congress aimed at training new educators and enhancing teacher quality, which would ultimately help improve outcomes for children in classrooms across the country. The governor's announcement comes as Governor Evers declared 2025 the year of the kid in Wisconsin and introduced the most pro-kid budget in state history. Additionally, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction recently released its annual Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report outlining the state's educator retention crisis. According to DPI's report, only 55.6% of Wisconsin's licensed educators choose to stay in their profession after 7 years of teaching, and for special education educators, less than half choose to remain in their profession. According to a 2023 report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum, the average annual teacher turnover rate from 2009 to 2023 in Wisconsin was 11.5%, reaching an alarming 15.8% in the 2022-23 school year. This includes both the highest levels of teachers moving between districts and leaving the profession altogether. The report found that both rural and city districts, districts with large populations of low-income students and students of color, and small districts were the most impacted. Trump administration layoffs at the National Weather Service have experts concerned. The weather guys, UW-Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman, say any pullback of the severe weather forecast provided by the National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration could put lives at risk. Ackerman says many employees being described as probationary are in fact experienced professionals at the agencies. Martin says the services provided by the Weather Service and NOAA cannot be easily or quickly replicated. There are NWS offices in La Crosse, Green Bay, and Milwaukee-Sullivan, and offices in the Twin Cities and Duluth serving western Wisconsin. The numbers to be let go at the Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration remain unclear. The latest Marquette University Law School poll of Wisconsin voters finds divided views on President Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. Trump's approval rating is at 48% to 51% disapproval among Wisconsin voters. This figure is slightly higher than when Trump first occupied the White House 8 years ago. In the March 2017 poll, Trump's approval was at 41% and 47% disapproval. In this year's poll, Trump's support is worse with independents, where he polled with net positive ratings in 2017, but net negative ratings now. The poll found that voters have a more negative view of Elon Musk, who has a 41% favorable to 53% unfavorable rating. Among independent voters, Musk fares even worse, with just 29% viewing him favorably to 58% unfavorable. The poll is among registered voters in Wisconsin and has a slight Republican lead in its sample. At the state capitol, lawmakers debate a bill that would require school districts to implement policies stating that parents determine the names and pronouns of students used by school staff. Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barbara Dittrich co-authored the legislation.
In our schools, we don't allow our kids to take a Tylenol without permission from parents. A major life choice, and transitioning and changing your name, it is a major life choice, is something parents should be involved in.
Transgender rights supporters voiced their opposition to a bill that would require local districts to implement such policies.
If these bills were to pass, I fear that young people would have fewer people to go to, that there would be an increase in bullying, self-harm, and suicide among our young people.
They need just one place to have their risk of suicide be reduced dramatically. This bill, AB 103, will take away one of those places.
Representatives from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and Moms for Liberty Wisconsin support the bill, stating that parents should determine the names and pronouns of students used by school staff.
Imagine discovering that for months, school staff have been treating your daughter as if she is your son, or vice versa, without you knowing about it. I've received that call from far too many Wisconsin parents in the last few years.
If a child under 18 isn't legally allowed to drop out of school without parental consent, how is it that a school is allowed to create a whole new identity for that same child without their parents' consent?
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he would veto any legislation he feels harms Wisconsin's LGBTQ plus youth. Four Wisconsin voters whose ballots were not counted in the November presidential election have initiated a class action lawsuit seeking $175,000 in damages each. The voters were among 193 in Madison whose ballots were misplaced by the city clerk and not discovered until weeks after the election. Not counting the ballots didn't affect the result of any races. The Wisconsin Elections Commission investigated but did not determine whether the Madison clerk failed to comply with state law or abused her discretion. It's 32 snowy degrees in Richland Center at 1216. It's National Consumer Protection Week. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 32 snowy degrees in Richland Center, 19 minutes past 12 o'clock. This is National Consumer Protection Week. As part of National Consumer Protection Week, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles explains its new verification process and alert tool to help consumers protect their identities. Wisconsin DMV recently implemented a new automated identity verification process to help protect customers from potential fraud. The new safety feature is available on several DMV applications. It compares a person's selfie photo taken in the moment with their photo on file with the DMV as a method to verify the customer's identity. When a customer wants to order a replacement driver license or ID card, for example, the customer opens the DMV application on a device that has a camera and then takes a selfie photo. If the image matches the customer's photo on file with the DMV, the customer can continue with the application. A non-match will prevent the individual from using the online application. Consumers can also get account activity alerts and receive confirmation of transactions taking place on their DMV account when they sign up for the DMV's e-notify at wisconsindmv.gov/e-notify. This can help avoid fraudulent activities such as an unwanted change of address or someone else ordering a replacement driver license or ID. Besides the alerts, eNotify also provides customers with renewal reminders for their plate, driver license, or ID. If the renewal notification seems off-cycle, a customer can visit wisconsindmv.gov and confirm. More than 1 million Wisconsin residents have enrolled in eNotify. Daylight saving time will begin this Sunday morning at 2. Daylight saving time begins the second Sunday of March each year and runs through the first Sunday in November. Everyone is reminded that when daylight saving time begins, we move our clocks forward 1 hour. We may lose an hour of sleep, but we'll gain an extra hour of evening sunlight beginning Sunday. Daylight saving time is the perfect time to conduct safety checks around your home and review emergency plans. Every family should have an emergency kit in the home that includes enough supplies to meet essential needs for at least 72 hours after a disaster. Kits should include essentials like non-perishable foods, water, first aid supplies, and copies of important documents and medication lists. If you already have an emergency kit, replace expired items or anything that might have been borrowed from your kit. Having an emergency plan in place can also help you and family know where to go or how to contact each other if you must leave home quickly. Plans should include information on safe meeting locations near and away from home, along with family or friends who should be contacted if you are separated. Take time this weekend to review those plans with everyone in your home and make any needed updates. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are another critical alerting tool in your home that can make sure everyone knows about potential danger, so take time to test or replace them. The official change to daylight saving time occurs at 2 o'clock Sunday morning, although many change their clocks before going to bed Saturday. Daylight saving time will end Sunday, November 2nd. As Wisconsinites prepare to spring forward an hour this Sunday, AAA is issuing a reminder about the dangers the time change can have on drivers. Nick Jarmas is the Director of Public Affairs for AAA, the Auto Club Group, he says. The time change impacts daylight hours and sleep patterns, raising the risk of drowsy driving, which can contribute to a dangerous crash. He adds, even though it is only a one-hour difference, people may experience what feels like a mini jet lag, which can take time to fully adjust to. Common symptoms of drowsy driving include trouble keeping eyes open, trouble keeping your head up, drifting from lane, cannot recall last few miles driven, feeling restless or irritable, and daydreaming or wandering thoughts. Jarmas also reminds you, quote, it is also important to pay extra attention near schools, particularly in the mornings. Moving clocks forward 1 hour means it will stay dark later into the morning when children will be on their way to school. A 20-year study published in Current Biology analyzed over 732,000 car crashes, finding a 6% increase in fatal crashes during the week following the switch to daylight saving time. To protect yourself and others, AAA recommends drivers commit to the following safe driving practices. Stay alert and rested. Fatalities due to drowsiness are 10 times higher than reported. Drowsy driving is as dangerous as driving under the influence. Avoid distractions. Drivers should not use a cell phone while behind the wheel. Stow your smartphone away. Turn it to airplane mode or activate call text blocking features like Do Not Disturb. Obey speed limits. Speeding significantly increases the severity of a crash. Drive sober. 95% of drivers overwhelmingly perceive drunk driving as dangerous and socially unaccepted. Yet 7% admitted engaging in this behavior in the previous 30 days. If you consume cannabis or alcohol, then do not drive. If you are taking potentially impairing prescription medications, discuss with your doctor or pharmacist how best to stay safe and healthy behind the wheel. Buckle up for every ride. It does not matter where in the vehicle you are seated. A properly worn seatbelt is the most effective way to survive a traffic crash. Craniacs are invited to join the International Crane Foundation special event Monday night at 7 o'clock. The International Crane Foundation's East Africa director will give a free public talk on the UW campus about the International Crane Foundation's work to conserve the endangered great crowned crane while helping to improve the livelihoods of people in last mile communities in East Africa, communities where resources are scarce and they are often the last to get needed services. Members are invited to meet in the UW Science Hall Room 175 at 6:15 to mingle with fellow members and get to know Adalbert and other International Crane Foundation staff. Enjoy light refreshments prior to Adalbert's talk, happening right next door in UW Science Hall Room 180 at 7 o'clock. Vernon County is seeking one community representative to serve on the Department of Human Services and Veterans Services Committee. This individual would serve on the Human Services and Veterans Services Committee as a community representative at monthly committee meetings. Interested individuals can submit a letter of intent to the Vernon County Clerk, Jerry Pedretti, 400 Courthouse Square, Viroqua, or to the Director of Human Services, Jill Bender, at 318 Fairline Drive, Suite 100, Viroqua, or email jbender@vernoncountywi.gov. For more information, you can also call 608-637-5210. The deadline for submitting a letter of intent is Monday, March 10th. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is accepting applications for Wisconsin Fast Forward grants. According to a press release, the grant program is meant to increase the number of skilled workers in the state. Public agencies, private organizations, and tribal governments can apply for the program and could be eligible to receive some funding to train more skilled workers themselves. Grant awards range from $5,000 to $400,000. Grant applications must be submitted by 3 o'clock Tuesday, March 11th.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
When it comes to great food and good times, Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the place to be. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday Night Fish Fry, featuring shrimp that hits the spot. On Saturdays, savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. Looking for a quick, satisfying lunch? Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Flurries continue to fall in Richland Center, where it is 32 degrees on this Friday, March 7th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died February 26th of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Kent Friedland is survived by his wife of 50 years, Alice, two children, Grant and Shanda Friedland of Spring Green, and April and Lance Smithy of Richland Center, seven grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Lucille Friedland of Florida, and Cindy Friedland of Minnesota, also many other relatives and friends. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Gerald W. Jerry Legal, 95, of Plain, died Monday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, followed by military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Jerry Legal include four sons, Glenn and Sandy of Madison, Walter and Pamela of Spring Green, William and Barb of Madison, and Robert and Jennifer of Rock Springs. Nine grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren, three sisters, Carol Meixelsperger, Mary Jane and Leo Hull, and Liz Torgerson. Sister-in-law, Yvonne Legal, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Gerald W., Jerry Legal, 95, of Plain. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday, March 15th, at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday, March 15th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary McMillan is survived by three children, Michelle Marie of the United Kingdom, Michael Marty McMillan of Madison, and Mitchell and Holly McMillan of Laval. Two grandchildren, a sister, Barbara Clark of Arizona, niece and nephew, and numerous good friends. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Mardell Brown, Martha Gillingham, 68, of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held in Palmer Lake, Colorado. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with local arrangements. Survivors of Martha Gillingham include her mother, Verna Mary Gillingham of Richland Center, and three brothers, Terry Gillingham of Portland, Oregon, Ed Gillingham of Hillsboro, and David Gillingham and Eileen Stevens of Richland Center. Mardell Brown, Martha Gillingham, 68 of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Accidents happen, but with over 30 years of experience, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. Get a free estimate, and we'll restore your car to perfection. Plus, enjoy our complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Come see the experts at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today on Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, the band of snow that's been moving across the region gradually shifting out as we head into the afternoon. The best areas for the accumulation have been down toward the Iowa and Illinois border, but even there it's been relatively light. Now, we do expect pretty nice spring conditions here the next couple of days. Temperatures will inch up to normal, even above normal by Sunday, and stay in the warmer side through about Tuesday before some cooling moves in for a couple of days out of Canada. Then warmer air will return toward next weekend, and with that a major storm system, that'll bring us our next chance of some widespread rainfall toward next Friday night or Saturday. Well, here's a look at that forecast for the rest of today. Look for any light snow or flurries to be ending by the early afternoon with partial clearing. High temperature about 41. Light northeast wind becoming variable up to 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, low 21 degrees with light winds. Tomorrow, warmer with lots of sunshine, high about 47. South wind becoming westerly, 7 to 15. Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy and warmer, low in the mid-20s, high at 54. Monday, unusually warm with lots of sunshine, low 29, high 62. Tuesday, partly cloudy and somewhat cooler, low 37, high about 53. And Wednesday, partly sunny, low 30 degrees, high of 49. By Thursday, partly sunny and mild, low 31, high all the way up to 55 degrees. We'll likely stay in the 50s for next Friday, and then we'll have a good chance of some rain out there by Friday night into Saturday, and it could be quite windy with that system as well. Well, again, some sunshine developing this afternoon and staying on the sunny side for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank?
An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a snowy 32 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 41, our low this morning was 25. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 32. The record high for this date was set in 2000 at 80 degrees. The record low, 9 below, was set in 1959. Last year's high was 57 with a low of 36. Sunset tonight will be at 5:58, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:26. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is down to 29.96. And we have received around 0.04 of an inch of precipitation so far today. In Richland Center, with snow falling, it's 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Agriculture has a stake in the future of the monarch butterfly. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Now's your chance to engage in the discussion on the ways agriculture can coexist with the monarch butterfly. March 12th is the end of the public comment period for a Fish and Wildlife Service plan to list monarchs as a threatened species. Bridget Rollins, an attorney with the National Agricultural Law Center, discussed this in a recent webinar.
So a species can be listed under the ESA as either threatened or endangered. An endangered species is any species that is in danger of extinction throughout all or a portion of its range. And a threatened species is a species that is likely to become an endangered species within the foreseeable future.
Rollins says the Fish and Wildlife Service has a game plan for the monarch to avoid becoming an endangered species.
They would like to see a significant increase in availability of milkweed and nectar plants in monarch breeding and migratory areas. That kind of ties back in with that whole habitat loss thing. They think that they would need to protect and enhance overwintering habitats. They would want to avoid and minimize impacts to monarchs and their habitats from insecticides and herbicides. And they are looking to maintain public support for conservation of the monarch butterfly.
Instructions for filing a public comment are available on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Farmers are running out of ways to cut expenses. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, President Trump says he'll pause tariffs on imports of Mexican goods that fall under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Arlen Suderman with StoneX Group says the grain markets are responding to the news, but overall, grain prices are lower.
Low prices create demand, and so we certainly did that. We brought prices down to some very competitive levels, and now with the good news coming out of a relationship with Mexico that we can continue to maintain that valuable partner, I think it underpins the fact that we still have strong demand.
Trump says the agreement with Mexico is good until April 2nd, when reciprocal tariffs are expected to go into effect. A northern Michigan farmer says he's concerned about crop protection pricing and availability this year. Scott Miller says he's already planning to lower input usage and can't risk further reductions.
We fertilize every acre. We put on just enough for the crop that we're growing, so we're really not in a position to cut anymore, but we continue to try to focus on getting it in the right place, you know, next to the seed.
He tells Brownfield recently announced tariffs on Canada could pose a threat to the U.S. potash supply.
Unfortunately, so much of our stuff comes from Canada, comes from Russia, comes from Ukraine. So a lot of that fertility comes from these other countries. And yeah, we've got tariffs and we got all that. Sometimes you got to play hard to get somewhere. But, you know, it always seems like, you know, the farmers take the brunt of a lot of that stuff.
Miller says the industry needs to focus on producing materials inside of the U.S. to help bring down pricing. An animal disease expert says dairy farms should look for ways to step up biosecurity efforts to better protect humans and livestock from highly pathogenic avian influenza. Dr. Keith Paulson with the University of Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Center tells Brownfield, besides vaccines, the two common ways to control viruses are biosecurity and restricted or permitted movement amongst farms.
Limit traffic on and off the farm on one or two critical control points where you can have a line of separation. And that's all really detailed in the National Milk along with Secure Milk and Secure Beef websites.
Paulson tells dairy producers buying additional cows for the herd not to take chances.
Before I would bring any lactating animal onto the farm, I would want it tested, not just up to 30 in a shipment. I would want every single one of those animals tested.
Paulson says the dairy industry is significantly behind the poultry and swine industries on biosecurity measures, and every improvement helps slow the spread. U.S. ethanol production bounced back last week. The Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,093,000 barrels per day, up 12,000 on the week and 36,000 on the year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
The spring crop insurance application deadline for multi-peril crop insurance is March 15th. If you want to discuss options, call Dylan Lewis at Richards Insurance Agency at 608-585-2137. Don't miss out on revenue protection with partially subsidized crop insurance coverage serviced by Richards Insurance. Visit richardsinsure.com.
Direct cash cattle trade has more business here at the end of the week, and cash hogs are mostly steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has some light trade Friday in parts of Nebraska at $3.15, $2 higher than last week. A few bids are now on the table in Kansas at $1.98 on a live basis. Asking prices are around $3.15 plus in the north and $1.98 plus in the south. Beef cutouts were higher at midday with light to moderate box movement. Choice was up 119 at 314.31, and select was $2.58 higher at 306.09. At the Mobridge Livestock Exchange in South Dakota, there was very good demand for light cattle suitable for grass and background, moderate to good demand for bigger finishing-type cattle depending on flesh condition and tag. USDA says there were many loads of each type available, as well as many packages. Feeder supply included 54% steers, and 63% of the offering was over 600 pounds. The medium and large one feeder steers, 651 to 697 pounds, brought 305 to 334. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 514 to 546 pounds, sold for 320 to 344. Cash hogs are mostly steady at midday with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. There's a lower undertone for those direct markets as it looks like most buyers have their near-term needs covered and are looking to cut back on spending where possible. The tariff pauses on Canada and Mexico should be a positive for export demand. Domestically, wholesale business continues to be volatile with several wide swings in the belly primal over the past few days. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no trend at midday, but a base range of 86.50 to 93. The Eastern Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average price of 90.16. Butcher hog prices were steady at the Midwest cash markets in Garnavillo, Iowa, and Dorchester, Wisconsin. Barrows and gilts were priced at $60, sows had a range of 57 to 66, and boars were marked at 20. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady at $51 to $61. Sows were steady at $62 to $74, and boars had a steady range of $15 to $30. Pork values were higher at midday, up $4.22 at $100.71. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield anchor reporter based in Iowa. Tune in each day to Managing for Profit to hear expert advice from the industry's top producers and leaders to make your operation more profitable. Topics range from insurance, government programs, taxes and regulations, environmental factors, policy updates, overall risk management, and more. Unlock the potential of your farming operation with Managing for Profit each day on Brownfield.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Soybeans are mixed. Corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed with nearby crops, with nearby months down and deferred contracts up modestly, watching harvest weather in Argentina and Brazil. That big South American crop and China's tariffs on U.S. beans are expected to limit export demand. May soybeans are down 1.5 at 1025 and 3/4. July's a quarter lower at 1039 and 1/4. After that, things do start to firm up. May bean meal's up 20 cents at 305.10, and May soybean oil's 19 points higher at 43.36. Corn's higher, keeping an eye on conditions in Argentina, second crop planting in Brazil, and any new tariff news. The trade's also monitoring conditions in the Corn Belt ahead of spring planting. May's up 5.25 at 469.25. July's 5 higher at 475.75. And wheat's seen some profit taking, even as drought has expanded in parts of the U.S. plains with minimal near-term precipitation prospects. Globally, dry weather's an issue in Eastern Europe and the Black Sea region. May Chicago's down 1.5 at 552.5. May Kansas City's 2 lower at 563.75. May Minneapolis wheat's down 3.5 at 590.5. Live and feeder cattle are up sharply on the higher midday box beef and some higher direct business. Light trade today so far at 315 dressed in Nebraska. That's $2 higher than a week ago. April live's up 455 at $200.82. June's 415 higher at 196.77. April feeders are up 412 at 278.57. And as for hogs, they are up on the tariff pause and the higher midday move in pork, with April now 60 higher at 87.25 and May up $1.20 at 90.87. Over in the broader market, the Dow continues to be volatile, currently up about 90 points. Remember to turn your clocks ahead, set your clocks ahead this weekend. Brownfield.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The 7th annual Red Fest Cattle Sale is coming up Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, four family-owned cattle operations in southwest Wisconsin with decades of experience and elite Red Angus genetics are coming together to bring you 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. The right cattle are waiting for you at Red Fest. Online at redfestsale.com. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at Red Fest.
Healing from the ground up. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The Food as Medicine movement emphasizes the idea that food plays a vital role in preventing, treating, and managing various health conditions. This movement also focuses on using nutrition as a means to improve health outcomes and reduce the reliance on pharmaceutical interventions. Aaron Meyer is with Illinois-based Basil's Harvest.
We work in the theory in terms of research and education, and we activate with our farmed institution. What we didn't see a lot of people doing is highlighting where it's actually happening on the ground, who this is truly impacting. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about it as a team, came up with this idea of a case study where our partner has cystic fibrosis, and she's telling her story as part of this panel of why she believes she's still here today based on how her mom farmed, taught her how to raise food, how to work in the soil, and how to eat a nutrient-dense, locally procured diet.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the Whitetail Woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. Get ready, get set for more wild rock and roll hoot and hijinks this Saturday night on WRCO's Those Were the Days. We will be taking your requests for the best music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. We'll be having your tunes playing for you off vinyl, 8-track, cassette, CD, cylinder recording. And I'll be flashing back to 1986 when I was a rough, tough mobile DJ playing all the bars.
If I could have your attention, please. Whoever parked their combine in the middle of the road, please move it after you finish your drink, of course.
Those were the days. WRCO Saturday Night is sponsored by Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, along with A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Mastodon Records, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Bindum Wealth Advisory, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Vitesnik Power Sports. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, those were the days, my friend.
The news is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge has denied a request for an injunction against Elon Musk's Doge team and the access to sensitive payment systems at the Treasury Department. ABC's Stephen Portnoy with details.
The judge says the concerns Americans have about their data are, quote, understandable and no doubt widely shared. But she says there's been no proof that the Treasury Department's Doge team's access to it has caused anyone irreparable harm.